It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And guys, ears up here today, please.
What? Okay.
Ears?
Before we turned on the mics, I saw you all trying to sneak a listen down there.
What? But
I need you to focus, and you need to hear about what's going on up here.
Up here. Okay.
In our brains, okay. Where it counts, because right. We're people.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to treat you like an object. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, smelly object.
Just keep that in mind, because it's time for What's On Your Mind, where we find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke, what's on your mind?
So, I started playing mom soccer. Okay.
What's mom soccer?
It's like a pickup game with a bunch of moms. I got invited.
Oh, it's exactly what it sounds
yeah,
like. Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be cooler, but
no,
go ahead.
It is cool, Jeff.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah,
and so
cool.
I haven't played in a while, and I mean, it was a great time. I loved it, right?
And I'm
out there on the field, and I'm just feeling good again, and I'm up against this girl who's good, okay?
Ooh,
she's got this soft touch. She's really good, and she's not winded at all. I'm like sucking air. So I decided to like trash talk her a little bit, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, because it makes it more fun.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
What do you
everyone?
Say?
Well, you know, I don't make fun in a mean-spirited way.
Sure.
Like I call her golden toes, you know, stuff
what?
Like that, right?
That's
never
not
heard
that's
that.
You an insult. Yeah. If you
tried. I wasn't insult either. I was more like, you're not gonna get it by me this time, you know, whatever.
Golden
okay, I don't know.
Toes.
I was in the moment. I was in the vibe.
Okay.
I was trash talking her a little bit, and my girlfriend goes, "Hey, you know that girl's in high school, right?" I'm like,
shut
Brooke.
Up.
I go, what?
No. No.
I thought she was another mom. And she goes, no, she's a teenager. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, you were talking crap to a high schooler.
I was bullying a teenager on the soccer field.
Really?
And I feel terrible.
No,
and she wasn't responding to me. She didn't say anything back to me. She acted as if she was scared of me.
She probably was.
I know why. So I don't know if I should apologize this game, if I should just leave it alone. I'm already the weird mom that was trash talking the teenager. Like, do I just try to play a different spot on the field so we're not matched up
know.
As much?
I don't know if you can come back from this, Brooke.
How did you not know? Did
I
she
don't
look
know.
Old?
I did. You know, I think I look young. I <don't know. laughs>
So you think you're like a 17-year-old? Like, oh yeah, that's a mom, just like me.
Yikes.
I come from a small town in North Idaho. She very well could have been a mom where I came from. Okay.
Well, on behalf of that teenager, I mean, we apologize.
She's really good, though.
We're sorry.
So
are you trash talking her again?
I'm definitely gonna hype her up this week.
Yeah.
You gotta be hype woman.
Yeah.
Jose. Hey, what's been on your mind?
Well, guys, it's official. I signed on the dotted line, and I got a new apartment.
Yay!
Hey, congrats, man.
It's been a long time coming, and this place has a lot of firsts for me.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the same dump for a long time.
Of your own doing, really.
So for the first time ever, I have a parking spot.
Woohoo!
In a secure garage.
Dude, high five.
Which means I don't have to buy tabs anymore.
No, that's not what that means.
Cops would give me tab tickets all the time. And that's the whole reason I paid them. But now they can't get me on private property, coppers. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Okay, second, I have a dishwasher by myself. But I have not had a dishwasher.
Because you never have any dishes. You always order food in, so there's nothing to wash.
Yeah, well, he puts his cardboard through it.
That's a good point.
Do you even own plates? I'm not kidding.
No, I do. There's like four of them in my sink.
I think I had more in my college dorm room.
Then finally, it's the first time I've ever had laundry in my unit.
Oh my God.
A washer dryer.
Yeah, washer dryer unit. Yeah. I always had to go down to the basement.
So he still has a coin operated machine.
I'm just happy that like no one has to leave a note anymore, because I would always go fall asleep and I'd come back and they'd be like, do your own laundry, and like they'd take it out for
you.
Yeah, so now I can leave it in there for days wet, and I don't have to put it in the dryer or anything.
Congrats, Jose.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Could you adulting.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So you guys know we haven't had anybody else in the office for like over a year now.
Yeah,
I haven't even met some of them.
Oh right, because
you were
hired after the COVID lockdowns.
Yeah,
right.
After they already gone. But I have taken a few things from their desk to make up my own desk.
She's been scavenging.
Yeah, I have. And my favorite is my space heater I took.
Oh, yeah.
I found this nice little space heater. I use it every day.
Found it. Yep.
Yeah, but guys, today I know who owns it, and she's back in the office now.
Oh no. Did she see it?
No, she's moving desk. So she's packing up all her stuff and like relocating. Uh-huh. And I'm freaking out because I don't want to lose it or have her know I've used it every day for a year now.
Yeah, it's kind of years.
Isn't it purple? Like it's one that like really sticks out.
It is, yeah. It's kind of noisy and it's like on all the time. Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I did something actually.
Oh, you already did.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but this morning I put it by Brooke's desk.
What?
Oh. You did?
I want to blame it on me. It's a win-win. Either she'll be mad at Brooke.
Yeah, which is a win for everyone.
Or she'll be scared of Brooke.
Yeah, which and, most people are.
Yeah, and then I'll get it back from Brooke. Once we scare her off.
Won't she take it?
I'm going to go bring it to her.
No, you're not.
Oh, Brooke,
no.
You can't.
No, that's not what I wanted.
I don't think you thought this through very much, Alexis.
I just want to hear.
I've worked with her a lot longer than you.
Yeah,
sorry.
She's great. We love her. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Do you guys know where you can find the most interesting people in the entire world?
I hope you have an answer, or this is going to be a long...
Walmart, jail, Disneyland.
I just found out it's hanging around a gas station.
Oh, I can see that.
Because over the weekend, I went for a night out on the town, had a great time, and of course ended up hanging out outside of a gas station.
Yeah,
that's where you ended up.
Waiting for my Uber there.
Oh, sure.
But
okay,
I spent a while outside the gas station just chilling by the store.
Yeah.
And as I was there, random people just kept walking up to me and telling me their stories.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah,
like,
really?
One woman came up and she was like, "What do you think? Is it normal for a guy to not sleep with his wife for 6 years?"
Oh,
no, not normal.
No, no.
I said, I know a woman that I work with who's in that situation, but I can't speak to yours specifically, so we talked about that.
Better not be talking about me.
Seems happy.
Another dude came up and he asked me, like, "Does this tooth look real?" And then we looked at his mouth for a while.
And just, did it?
And it did. It looked real.
Oh,
I don't know why we were talking about it, but just more and more people, randos, would come up and confide in me.
Yeah. How long did you wait for your Uber?
It was only like 30 minutes, but I met a bunch of very interesting people. I might actually have a side hustle ready to go here. Gas station life coach.
Okay, some people join a book club or something like that to make friends, but you're just going to hang out at the gas station.
Yeah, if you're having something going on in your life, just come find me. I'll be chilling outside the local gas station, drinking a Four Loko.
Wow.
And, you know, I'll just talk with you about your life.
For some reason, you just really fit in there.
Yeah, I do. I found my calling. Uh-huh. Gas station life coach at your service. Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind lately. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.